The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
Initiate procedure.
Okay, the MJ Radio Network. We are go.
Now, stand by for the MJ Morning Show.
MJ Morning Show.
Rock and roll. Showtime.
It is 6 o'clock. It's the MJ Morning Show. Fester, how are we doing on Operation Q105 Studios Hot as Hell? What is the update there?
It's not a lot of updates.
Still hot.
I think somebody in management actually could be quoted as saying, tell MJ to wear shorts.
I am wearing shorts.
Yeah,
I maybe, always maybe, wear shorts. I'm going to take my shirt off now.
Ew.
That's a whole different show.
Oh, man. All right, so am I going to have to like hire my own air conditioning contractor to come in here at Roxanne?
I think that's where we're at. If you want something to happen fast, yes.
I'm going to have to get my own AC contractor. What if they just...
bust out this window, put one of those window air conditioners.
Yes. Can you imagine? We're here not even a week. We're here not even a week. Can you imagine if I had, Fester, what if I had an air conditioning contractor show up and just start working on the place, unbeknownst to management here at Beasley, unbeknownst to the engineers?
I think the management would actually be grateful that they don't have to worry about it anymore.
You think so?
I think Travis would be like, that's fine. That's fine. Thank God he did it, because I don't want to put up with that crap.
You know, I like a cold studio. And
I do, too.
Man, it's a sauna in here.
And there are a lot of people, a lot of energy in here, so it gets warmer and warmer.
It's just stuffy.
Well, Fester's like as big as the sun, so I mean,
No, I'm not saying yes, I'm saying he's as warm as the sun.
Does he smell?
Next to him. Not at all, he smells great.
So he's not smelling at all? Okay, I just check it.
He has a fan behind him, but his body mass absorbs all the air,
like a black hole.
It ricochets and comes in.
Well, there is a fan behind Fester, but it's like a total eclipse of the fan. A total eclipse of the fan. Fan! This is what it is. Hey, guys. Cough. No, not like...
Stop!
Don't do it! You can't do that! Don't do that!
That's the biggest social taboo!
Cough. Acronym. COHF. I want you to try to figure out what cough... I just invented this.
You made this up. This is not a thing you can Google.
I made it. Yeah, don't try to Google it. It's not going to come up. COHF, cough. I just invented the acronym. So I want you to figure out what it is. I'll explain next. Also, Tom Brady confused. Bucks lose. Rays lose. It's a do or die tonight, folks. It is the MJ Morning Show. MJ and the crew. That's right. We are back. It's MJ, Froggy, Fester. Roxanne joins us. It's like we never even left. All right, hold on. The invented MJ acronym, the cough, COHF. See if these guys can figure out what the hell I invented today. Tom Brady. And Thursday Night Football. This is the NFL on MJ. That sounded pretty good. I could probably do... If that guy croaks, I could probably get the gig. What do you think? Mm-hmm.
The visual of NFL on MJ. I don't know.
This is the NFL on MJ. Yeah, Tom Brady, he was confused. I mean, the minute I'm watching with Michelle, watching the end of the game, you know, watched Rays first. Geez, Rays lost. They could have put it to bed last night.
They could have. If you want someone to blame, I mean, I love Kevin Cash, but why were you leaving in pitchers who were struggling?
Yeah, Kevin.
So Fess is busting on me on the show opening a few minutes ago. I was like, it's do or die for the Rays tonight. And Fess is like, it's all because you're not a great sportscaster. I'm not a sportscaster.
Hold
but
on.
How is it anything other than Rays do or die tonight? Either the Rays go on or it's going to be the Yankees going on.
How about you harness your inner Al Keck or something and just give a score? We haven't even given the score.
Do you remember when Al Keck showed up on Gandy and wanted to kick my ass?
Oh, he wasn't a happy guy.
He wanted to keck my ass.
He had every right to want to kick your ass, by the way.
Why?
Yeah. Oh. I want Team Keck.
Oh, no. We got to tell the Al Keck story.
Don't he's going to come back and kick your ass again.
Keck can still kick your ass.
Al Keck's going to show up in the Beasley lobby and kick my ass. No, I am totally cool with Al Keck.
Okay.
I like Al Keck.
You know, Al always seems like such a nice guy, but he probably has that other side to him.
No. MJ got it out of him.
Get your ass kicked.
But seriously, I like Al Keck. And for those that don't know, Al Keck, longtime sportscaster at Channel 10. And then, didn't he go on to 28 for a little bit?
Yes, he did.
Then he went on to ABC Action News for a while. And this is early on. I don't know if I should tell the story. But I've reconciled Al Keck.
Yeah.
We shook hands at, where was it? I shook hands at Fleming's.
Over you couldn't reconcile like that anymore.
Years ago, over on Boy Scout in Tampa, the Fleming Steakhouse, Al was sitting there, and we totally buried the hatchet. And maybe one day I'll tell the story.
He came into
the
studio.
Is he still in town?
Oh, he's still kicking ass over here.
What is Al doing now?
I think he works at Publix.
I've seen the various media formats.
I like Al Keck. Yes. I think he's a talented guy. I like Al Keck a lot.
He is.
But he did want to a while back, wanted to keck my ass. He came to the radio. Where's MJ?
Where is he? Seriously.
He wasn't very polite to the woman in the lobby.
He walked to the front door and said, where the hell's MJ?
J-Corp Communications, where's MJ?
The guy's about a foot taller than I am, first of all. You know?
Listen, MJ put me at the front door to slow him down. Where the hell is he? He's right there. Al, right
distract
there.
Him.
He's in that room.
Rays.
They lost.
Yeah, 5-1. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, so
there's those stats and numbers.
So game five is four. So, you know, on my TiVo, when you look at the guide, on my TiVo guide, it's like game five if necessary. That was before the Rays lost. Game five is going to be necessary, unfortunately. And then, of course, the Bucks with a 1-point loss, 20-19, and Brady was confused.
I'm so sorry about that, everybody. It's been a long night for the Brady family.
You need that phony, fake Prevagen stuff. We discovered it from jellyfish. You know that. You know the brain-enhancing stuff?
No, but my brain, what?
Prevagen. It's on the shelf at Walgreens.
You know that?
You know the story on that? That the FDA filed lawsuits against? That stuff doesn't work.
It doesn't?
It does. Yeah, there's all kinds of stories out there.
Has anyone ever taken neurotropics?
Of course I have. We're big on that in the Brady family. But listen to what happened last night. It's a very simple excuse.
Well, Tom, hold on a minute. Before you explain.
Son of a bitch.
Tom, hang on.
Before you get to that,
Tom. Before you get to that, let me just play the audio. This is from Fox last night.
I don't know, Brady. I think the way Brady reacted and held up his fort, I think he thought it was third down. If Brady's still standing out there. But that's fourth down, and it's Chicago's ball. And that's the end of the night, and there may be some confusion.
Rich.
On the field.
Turned down? What do you mean?
And Brady's finally being told that's it. You know he knows. Chuck Pagano.
Yeah, he held up his fingers. He was holding up four like he was confused. Mm. And he was like, was that fourth down? It was. And the minute I saw the cutaway shot of him holding up his fingers, I was like, Michelle, he thought it was third down. He's like stunned that was fourth down, and he didn't have one more drive.
Where am I?
Was it a hearing issue?
Tom, you're not in Massachusetts anymore. Tom, you're in Tampa.
What? It was my fixident, really. It was loose. Listen, and I didn't get my traditional sardine sandwich.
I can only take that in small doses.
Listen, son of a...
Brady's in awesome shape for a 43-year-old guy.
He really is.
He's in awesome shape for a human.
Have you guys read that book, The TB12 Diet?
I did not.
What?
It's like bone broth. This is what he eats. Bone broth.
Ew.
He eats powders, lots of like veggie powders and protein powders, and he steers clear of nightshade vegetables, which I didn't even know what those were. Nightshades.
What the hell is that?
I had no idea.
What the hell are nightshade vegetables?
Tomatoes, eggplant.
Have you never said the word tomatoes before?
Tomatoes. So he eats powder and bone broth.
I tell you what, I think he needs to...
Gross.
I think he needs to just maybe down a bunch of ringdings and ho-hos. Maybe he wouldn't forget that it was fourth down. How about that? Nah, the guy's in great... For 43 years old, I was hoping that he would have... You know, he had 5 touchdowns last Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I was hoping he'd have like 12 touchdowns last night. Come on, time out, do yourself. So, Bucks and Rays lose.
Right.
Obviously, more significant with the Rays loss.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Obviously. Oh, the COHF.
Oh, okay. I made some guesses.
Yeah.
I mean, there's their lame.
Isn't that chough?
No.
Instead of cough?
COHF. COHF.
Kagoof.
Coronavirus on. Help friends.
No.
Like, it's
right. I got to just tell you what it is, because you know, it's crap on Howard Franklin.
Oh, okay.
Crap, okay. C-O-H-F, crap on Howard Franklin. I did my good deed of the day. I'm driving over from Tampa, and there's a big flipping Bob's Barricade in the middle of the lane, the middle of the road. And the reflectors were all like, I guess, you couldn't see the reflectors.
Wait, where was this? Right on the bridge?
On the Howard Franklin Bridge. So it was southbound Howard Franklin, mm-hmm. Tampa side, just as the water starts. And it was the far right lane.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a big old Bob's Barricade, big orange construction barrel, the size of like an 8-year-old, in the middle of the lane. Middle of the lane. And I didn't see it till I was right on it. And then I was able to nimbly swerve the vehicle. But then I called 911 and we'll send a road ranger out. I'm like, please. Because that could cause a pretty serious
accident.
Absolutely.
You didn't stop and get it yourself.
No. There's not a chance of doing that.
Did my good deed for the day. Yeah. I kept driving at 70 miles an hour.
I'm not doing that. There's no way I'm doing it.
Second time this week.
Look at that. MJ the hero.
You're saving lives.
Yes, I am. I'm saving lives. MJ calls 911 to remove a Bob's Barricade from the lane of travel on the Howard Franklin Bridge.
He's a hero.
Oh, and his name is MJ.
All right,
just getting rolling. It's a Friday, folks. It's 6:15. It's the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show. We are back, and again, you're going to hear this a lot, folks, but we really mean it. Highly appreciate it if you spread the word and just tell everybody that you know that, yeah, believe it or not, it's a dream come true. Maybe a nightmare for some. The MJ Morning Show is back after just a slight little delay. It's the whole team. It's me, MJ. It's Froggy. It's Fester. And we're joined by Roxanne. And, of course, we've got a new home. It's Q105, 104.7 FM. Spread the word. 6:31. We will get into the Michigan story a little more detail later on. But how nuts is that story? These 13 guys, you got 6 that were part of, I guess, the main plot, then you have another 7, I think it was like 13 total arrested, 6 federal charges, then the others with state charges. They wanted to kidnap the governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer, and then potentially kill her. They were going to use explosives to detonate under a bridge nearby so all the authorities would go. It was a decoy. They were going to create a distraction and try to blow up a bridge or have some kind of a detonation at a bridge so all the cops, all the rescue, all authorities were going to that while they snuck up behind her house on a boat on a lake and they kidnapped her.
It's like a movie.
Yeah, I've never heard anything like that before.
Plot.
What the hell is going... Things are going nuts around here. It's crazy.
And it's like Ocean's 13.
My God.
Except for the kidnapping.
Instead,
we'll get into
casinos. We'll get into more of the story later on. I mean, there are some other details that are just insane. The sinkhole, that's in Pasco, right?
The sinkhole is in Port Richey. It's off Little Road, and this is getting scary.
All right, how big is the sinkhole right now in Port Richey or New Port Richey?
New Port Richey.
Okay, how big is this thing?
Mm-hmm. It is at least 70 feet deep. And more than 40 feet across.
Jeez, and where is it? Like, what is the actual location?
Little Road in Newport.
But is it in the middle of the road?
It started kind of on the sidewalk, but now they are having road closures because of this. You've also got the Varsity Club Sports Bar, which is right there. They've had to close that for safety because you can see it. It's not quite teetering over the edge of the hole, but if the hole's growing in that direction, that's something to be concerned about. And you have the water management companies are saying, we're having to reroute sewage lines because of this as well. So it's a really scary thing that's going on right now there.
It's crazy. Well, it could be a new scuba diving opportunity for me. Do you know that?
I do know you're a diver.
Not right now.
Well, there's no water there yet. No, but seriously, I've dived several sinkholes in the area.
Oh, really?
Smart. That's good.
Froggy, no, it's a known thing.
No, don't do that.
No,
don't dive sinkholes.
Froggy's thinking caves.
No, I'm not a... Listen, I had my nitrox instructor, Frank. He tried to. He's like a former TPD diver. My former nitrox instructor when I was certified back in like 1995. I'm an avid diver, Roxanne. You'll learn. And he trained me on nitrox in, what was it, Ward Sink. It's called Ward Sink, and I think it's in Spring Hill. And I went down like 140 feet in this sinkhole, and I don't know if it's still open, but you used to be able to get permission to dive in Ward Sink in Spring Hill. And then Julian, my son, he got certified in the Hudson Grotto in Hudson, right off US 19 in Hudson. There's a dive shop, and then right behind their dive shop, they've got a sinkhole,
which is a good and terrible thing. If I was going to open a dive shop, you know, the beautiful sinkhole, but it's really close.
Is it true that when you dive, that when you go down so far, you get kind of goofy? You have to take care of one another and make sure nobody gets silly?
That's called nitrogen narcosis.
Right. Okay, fancy name.
But that usually happens at depth. It's different with all people. It's just due to physiology of the individual. But I didn't get narked until about 180 feet.
Ooh. Narked? What's that mean?
I was diving in the Pacific Ocean. I was in Truk Lagoon in Chuuk.
Yes.
Federated States of Micronesia. Elaine, it reminds me of the time, Elaine, when I was...
what is it
called? Little Peterman voice there.
Nitrogen
narcosis.
That's when you
kind of get loopy and almost like you're a little drunk. What?
Would that lead to nitrogen narcolepsy?
Yeah, you don't want to fall asleep. No, I got narked.
You do goofy things.
You can. Narked. That's true. As a scuba diver, you learn about nitrogen narcosis, and at depth... it can make you do goofy things or not use your best judgment. Mm-hmm. That's correct.
And My sister was learning how, and she told me, she goes, goofy things, like you could take off your equipment and go, look, I can breathe water.
But
funny.
All right, but it doesn't happen.
It's really goofy.
It typically does not even remotely happen in the recreational diving range of, like, you know, under 110 feet or 120 feet. Or, you know, most divers are diving at 40, 50, 60, maybe 80 feet. Mm-hmm. It doesn't happen there. It doesn't. Rick Moranis, who got smacked in the head. We ought to invite him to town. Hey, Fester, see, hold on, I'll explain a second. Running a little late here. When we get back in just a second, we need to bring Rick Moranis into town for an event, and this is on the heels of him getting attacked in New York on the Upper West Side. I'm going to explain it all coming up on the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
It's the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105. Do you guys believe that story about the kid that only ate sausage links like his whole life? Did you see that thing?
I saw it. A 15-year-old boy, and I tell you, his diet is the envy of my life.
I don't know if I believe the story. Hold on now. We'll try to get to that here in a few minutes. 6:47. Friday morning, about to wrap up in just a few hours here, wrap up the first week of the return of the MJ Morning Show. I have an idea, Fester. See if we can track down Rick Moranis' agent. I know it's COVID-19 time. I don't know if he wants to get on an airplane, but see what his appearance fee is. I think we ought to bring him into town.
Now, does somebody who's been out of the business for 20 years have an agent still?
Probably does.
I saw him in a commercial.
Hey, wait a minute. How much money could he command? The reason why I want to bring him to town is you saw earlier in the week that they're going to do the drive-in movies at Armature Works. Did you see that?
I did see that.
Is that pretty cool?
Yeah, that's great. That's where movies are going.
Yeah, drive-in. Rooftop Cinema Club is going to offer socially distant movie screenings at Armature Works. Saw this in the Times. And the outdoor screenings, the movies are going to start on October 15th. Now, do you know what the first movie is that they're going to show, Fester?
I would guess it's something with Rick Moranis.
No, it's not.
Oh. Oh, my God, those would be my guess. Damn it.
It's this.
Oh, Sandy.
Grease is going to be the first one they show at Armature Works.
Yep. Nikki's like a hummock cut.
So then why do we need Rick Moranis? Why wouldn't we want to get like John Travolta or somebody?
What other movies do you think they're going to show?
Spaceballs? My favorite movie of all time, Spaceballs?
I've got the schedule here. Grease is the 15th. Jurassic Park is the 16th. Hocus Pocus, Jumanji, Greatest Showman, Space Jam on the 20th. Princess Bride.
Those are awesome.
Hold on, go down the list here. On October 28th, guess what they're going to show?
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
No.
Ghostbusters? Oh, what a good guess, Fester.
Hey, genius. Yeah, Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters?
This is the theme.
Yeah, this would be the theme to Ghostbusters, genius. Yeah, so let me shut this thing off. Hang on a minute. So Ghostbusters is going to be on the, 28th at Armature Works. So,
can we go back to Grease?
What year is this?
No.
I want to share something. We?
Oh, you want to?
Yes.
Oh, you want me to play the song again?
No.
Just
no.
Go back to the movie, Grease.
Y'all are learning a little bit more about me.
Yeah.
This movie made such an impression on me when I was a kid. I wrote down ways to be cool. Perm your hair.
Yeah.
Wear all black tight clothes and smoke cigarettes. Because this is the kind of message that Grease was sending young girls.
Yeah, how old were you when Grease was out?
I don't know, probably, single digits.
Because the movie came out in, was that 78? Was that the summer of 78 or 79?
Yeah, it was about 79.
Somewhere in there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's not when it came out. Yeah. You saw it in reruns and then on TV years later.
Right, probably.
But the reason why I want to bring Rick Moranis into town is because he was just attacked in New York, and I think it'd be a great coming out. Oh,
ow.
We'd have to make sure that no one attacked Rick at the Armature Works in Tampa if we brought him. That'd be great. Show Ghostbusters, bring Rick Moranis to town? I think it's awesome.
I think he's like a click above a hermit.
His net worth is $10 million, according to this site. We know everything on the internet is true.
Hold on a minute. That site sucks. That celebrity net worth site sucks.
Probably $10,000.
Did you know that site only put MJ's worth at $2 million?
What a joke.
Wait, do you think my net worth is more or less than that?
Look, I think you're selling parts out of your garage and pay the electric bill. I think you're just scraping by.
You got it, buddy. Absolutely. All right, 6:51, it's the MJ Morning Show. Yeah, this sausage kid. I'm not buying this sausage kid. That's why I had to come back to work. To keep the lights on. That's why I relaunched the MJ Morning Show, to keep the lights on here.
We're really here for the health insurance.
This sausage kid, this could be a bigger story than the kidnapping plot against the governor of Michigan, actually. Hold on, we'll get to it next. It's the MJ Morning Show. We are back on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
You got the MJ Morning Show. It's MJ, Froggy Fester, and Roxanne rolling up on 7 o'clock on a Friday. And, man, just jammed up today. Got to get into that Michigan story a little later on when we have some time. That is nuts. That is absolutely bonkers. Can you imagine a plot to kidnap the governor of a state and then potentially kill her?
A very detailed, menacing plot.
I know that she pissed a lot of people off because they were very heavy-handed in business closures, and we'll get into that later on. The sausage kid. Fester, you're like the food expert on the show. Oh, and Froggy's excited. Froggy's got a whole food segment planned for later today, so we'll get to that coming up. Do you buy the story that this kid, for years, since he was able to chew solid foods, that he was eating only frozen link sausage or whatever the heck it was? Do you believe this?
You know, I've heard of kids who've had, it's a disorder.
How does this kid not have scurvy and rickets? Mm-hmm. And how is he even able to develop if the kid would only eat sausage?
No antioxidants whatsoever.
After he was weaned off breast milk at the age of 11, no, I'm kidding.
I feel like some sausage now, Mom.
That's healthy.
Yeah. No, ever since he can remember, this 15-year-old kid, Ben Simpson, has eaten only sausage. His mom would only buy the breakfast-style link sausages. That's all the kid ate, three times a day. Sausages and water. That's all. He had some kind of an ailment, obviously.
You think?
Some kind of a mental disorder called ARFID.
What is that?
ARFID. ARFID is called Avoidant Restrictive Food Intake Disorder.
Okay, I don't have that.
I know you don't.
Definitely.
Is he cured?
He looks kind of ill.
They say that he went to... He doesn't look normal.
Looks like a sick Malcolm in the Middle.
They said that they took him to a hypnotist, and that the mother says he's cured now. Is that the story?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, they're trying to get him off cigarettes? They had to hypnotize the kid?
Look, he's 15 years old.
Sausages.
The kid's name is Ben Simpson, 15 years old. Yeah. He doesn't want to start high school being known as the sausage eater. Okay? He has to cure this right now. He got away with it in middle school. You're going to high school now, son? Or something else?
Sausage eater.
He's the sausage king of Chicago.
And hold on. What is the name of the...
Abe.
Abe what? Come on, man.
Abe Foreman.
No, close. You're close. Rearrange a couple of lines. The Sausage King of Chicago, Ferris Bueller's
Day. Abe Vardman.
Gorman? No, close.
Gorman?
No. Abe Froman. No,
Froman.
Abe Froman is the Sausage King of Chicago.
No, Ben Simpson is.
He is the Sausage King.
He's so Sausage King. Don't go to high school first day. I like sausage. Everybody call me Sausage Boy.
His life coach who helped cure him said it was pretty...
Wait a minute, a life coach for a sausage disorder? Coach, I can't get these sausages out of my mouth.
This is a British guy, and he said, I knew straight away he had aphid and diagnosed him then and there.
Oh, my God. What? Don't ever do your British accent.
Da-da-da.
I thought it was impossible to insult white people, but that's awful.
But on a different note, a guy was killed by a hit-and-run driver, sat down in the middle of the road in St. Petersburg.
Oh, oof. Yeah.
And hang on, hold on to that thought. This is Q105, MJ, Froggy, Fester, and Roxanne. It's Friday. We're just hours away from wrapping up the first week of the triumphant return of the MJ Morning Show. Again, thanks to everyone, the email, the social media responses. It's just off the charts. Just all the folks that are saying, oh my God, I can't believe you're back. It's, you know, dream come true. Never thought this would happen. 2020 has been a total suck fest. And now, at least there's something decent in 2020. Hey, listen, it's great to be back. It really is. And, you know, I'll be honest with you guys. I forgot how much I missed doing this show. I have missed doing this. The minute we got in here and we started kind of gelling and picking up where we left off, and one of the things I've heard, even from folks in radio, out of the market, in the market, it's like we didn't miss a beat. We just picked up right where we left off, which is just fantastic. So it is great to be back doing the MJ Morning Show. All right, time for a downer now. So some dude in St. Pete just decided to sit down in the middle of the road, and they got ran over early this morning.
Yeah, just after midnight. This happened overnight. A 58-year-old man, he was reportedly walking into the street, 34th Street near First Avenue, sat down, and he was hit-and-run driver.
Oh.
So he passed from his injury.
It sounds like this guy had a death wish. I mean, who sits in the middle, unless you're intoxicated and you don't know what you're... It sounds like it's an ARI, which you know what that is, don't you? What's an ARI, Roxanne? My guys know what an ARI is.
I don't.
Roxanne. Come on, Roxanne. What is an ARI? What is an ARI?
Ancillary rotator.
No.
Going real deep there.
Ancillary rotator something. Yes.
Alcohol related incident.
Oh, okay.
That's an ARI.
I mean, DUI is what's stuck in my head, but of course, an operating vehicle. ARI. I got you.
Alcohol related incident. Or the guy had mental issues. Nobody sits down in the middle of the road in the middle of the night. Unless there's obviously something wrong. So the guy was hit by a driver that fled.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the second tragedy in this, is that the guy took off.
Well, typically, if somebody's involved in a hit and run and they run, they're usually liquored up and they say, oh my God, I got to get the hell out of here because I'm going to be busted for a DUI. Or they've got warrants out for their arrest. Because any normal person that is not crap-faced drunk or has all kinds of problems, if the cops show up, they stay on the scene
and help the person.
Exactly, or certainly call 911 so they can respond and help the dude out.
And the police are searching for the driver of the sedan that hit this man, and the car should have left front damage, missing a left front fog light bezel.
And a lot of times, you know, there have been cases where there's a hit and run or an accident, and they'll find the part of the car, then they can identify the make and model, and they kind of put the detectives on the case. They found people that way.
Yes.
So they can, if they found parts to the car, they might be able to actually identify the year, the make, and the model of the car.
Just take the part down to Napa. They have the little Napa know-how guy.
Napa know-how.
Hey, are you looking for a fog light? Yep, that's a 97.
That's a Camry. that's a 97 Camry right there. 58-year-old guy struck and killed. Now, obviously, something wrong with both individuals, the guy that sat down and the guy that, or woman, whoever it was, that fled the scene. So, not a great story. Hey, if Trump comes to Florida this weekend, Trump is talking about doing a rally. The fact that he is potentially still COVID positive, would you go to a rally? Let's say you had a chance to, like, meet him, shake his hand. How many people? And I'd say the same thing for Joe Biden. If Joe Biden had COVID-19 and this was the time frame and he said, yeah, I'm going to do some events, would you want to shake or be right next to Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Well, just in general, I think it's crazy when the doctors say they have this clear-cut date. Okay, it's been 2 weeks. You're good. You're good now. But then there's so much mystery surrounding how long you're contagious when you first get it.
Trump said last night that he's going to try to hold a rally in Florida on Saturday. And he also wants to do a rally in Pennsylvania. Did an interview last night with Fox with Sean Hannity.
Now, have you ever met a president, MJ?
Have I ever met a president?
Usually people know the answer to that question like right away.
I have never met, I have never met a president.
Okay. Yep. I've been to a George W. Bush rally. I've seen presidents.
I have been invited to political events, but you know me. Am I a political suck-up?
No.
I'm not. I have my opinions, but I don't get involved in the organized side. I don't want to be influenced. I just want to speak my mind on what I feel like and when I feel like it, so I don't want to be beholden to anybody.
I once met a man who was almost president, Bob Dole. Ooh. And I shook the wrong hand.
He was pissed. Wait, you stab yourself with the pen?
Sorry, Bob.
He holds onto the pen or pencil on his bad hand.
My point is, I don't care who the president is, President Obama, President Trump, I would be honored to meet a president. However, I don't want to meet a president with COVID.
You know what? Either 1979 or 1980, I shook Ted Kennedy's hand, believe it or not, at an amusement park in Western Massachusetts. I was at summer camp near Albany, New York, and we did a little excursion, the summer camp. We all went to this amusement park in Western Massachusetts, and we were in line for a roller coaster, and Senator Edward Kennedy was in line, and I shook his hand. I was like 13 or 14 years old. So,
but you can't get alcoholism by shaking somebody's hand. But you can get COVID by shaking somebody's hand.
He was a heavy drinker, wasn't he?
That's right.
So, quit it, man.
I got a contact high by shaking his hand. It was like touching a bufo toad.
Yeah.
You know?
I would not want to meet the president or anybody that I know that has COVID right now.
I've only been here like 4 days, so I guess I have to walk a little. Maybe I don't.
Nope.
Yep. All right. Professor's saying I don't need to walk gingerly. Hey, Roxanne, who's the accounting lady that's stalking me?
I don't know.
What's her name?
I don't know. I'm sorry. I've only worked here for 7 years.
She's a lovely person.
Right.
Her name is Terry.
Terry.
Oh, Terry?
Oh, Terry. Yeah.
She's like,
I think she's amazing.
I think she's like HR.
Don't mess with her.
There's some paperwork that I haven't filled out yet.
Uh-huh.
And I think it has something to do with getting paid.
Yeah.
And I've been so jammed. We're moving the Schnitt Show over to 10:10 a.m. here at Beasley. Mm-hmm. So for those that are Schnitt Show listeners, and it disappeared off of 970 and 1250. And you can understand why, because I'm kind of across the street here doing the Q105 Morning Show and the return of the MJ Morning Show. So the Schnitt Show is going to return on Monday to 10:10 a.m., and that is WHFS. Also, there are a couple of FM translator signals. So I think in Tampa, like, is it 92.1, I think, in Tampa? So the Schnitt Show is coming back 3 to 6 on 10:10 a.m. and a couple of FMs as well. So spread the word on that. But I just a lot of work. I've got a lot of things going on. And there's something I haven't filled out. And
there's like 50 things.
Every time I turn around, she's like behind me. It's like, oh my God. I got to get this. If you want to get paid. And I got to go online. I got to click on this thing.
I got to log in.
I got to get this password. And it's like, my God, I got like 4 hours sleep last night. So I got to do it. You know, she reminds me of the Blues Brothers. She's like Carrie Fisher stalking John Belushi.
Terry is so sweet, she can stalk you sweetly.
She's very, very nice, but I swear, every time I turn around, it's, she's like, I need that paperwork. I need that paperwork.
With a smile.
Where's my $2?
I know.
Where's my $2?
Yeah, what was that from?
Better Off Dead?
That's right. That's what I was thinking of.
Where's my $2?
That's what I was thinking.
I'm not comparing Terry to that person. However, MJ, how many paychecks do you have to miss before you realize, you know what, maybe I should just take an hour and fill out the paperwork?
Yeah, you work to get paid, don't you?
I'm not doing this for the money.
Yeah, you're right. You're the one. That's right.
We definitely aren't either.
All right. 7:16 is the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
I just went to the New York Post website, and on the front page of the New York Post, one of the stories, one of the headlines is, delicious scenario awaits Yankees if they can win a tense game 5. Come on, Rays. Don't let the Yankees win a tense game five. I didn't even read the damn story. I don't know what the delicious scenario is. I don't care what the delicious scenario is.
But it's delicious.
Guys, what do you think? Roxanne, you were married once to a Major League Baseball player.
Yeah, but that doesn't give you my credit of knowing sports. It's because I was a sports reporter.
Well, what's your gut? So, wait a minute. You were a sports reporter and you were married
I was a sports reporter after I was married.
All right. Yes. So, what's going to happen tonight? Are the Rays going to win or the Rays going to lose? What's the story?
I've given correct predictions, win-loss predictions so far this week, but I'm afraid to call this game tonight. I mean, I'm just going to say I hope the Rays win. And, you know, they need to get their pitching act together because last night they didn't look so hot.
No.
I don't know why Kevin Cash was leaving in pitchers who weren't doing a great job, but what do I know? I think the Rays can win tonight. I'm going to go with the Rays are going to win tonight. They're going to come back strong.
For the record, you went with the Rays were going to win last night, too.
No, I did not.
What?
The day before. I didn't make a comment yesterday.
Mm.
I did not say the Rays are going to wrap it up, but the day before I did.
Ooh, shut you down, Fess.
Obviously, game five force because the Rays did not look so hot last night. They lost 5-1 to the Yankees, and game five, this is do or die. Whoever wins moves on.
To face the Astros.
And so Houston Astros, and it's a 7-10 game time. We're not going to be here tomorrow to talk about the outcome, so I'll have to wait till Monday. So hopefully the Rays actually go on. 7:21, it's the MJ Morning Show, Q105. MJ here, Froggy Fester, Roxanne, we are back. The Tom Brady story, Fester, the confusion continues. Remember, TMZ Sports, they were the first ones to report yesterday that Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen, they were buying the $7.5 million mansion. What's the name of the community in
Island Estates.
So Island Estates.
Allegedly.
Where is Island Estates?
Sounds lovely.
It's right when you get over when you go over the bridge, headed to the beach, before you actually get to the beach, you hang a right. It's by the Clearwater Marine Aquarium and a restaurant there. I can't think of it right now. Not Salt Rock. Maybe. I don't know.
All right. So right there. The story broke. TMZ Sports that Tom Brady's buying this house. And then Smith & Associates has the listing. Smith & Associates has the listing on this house in Clearwater, and Smith & Associates is saying, here's a quote, Tom Brady is not associated with the sale of this home. I can't disclose any more information on the buyer, but I can assure you it is not Tom Brady. That is a statement from Smith & Associates.
That means it's Tom Brady.
Yeah, so Gisele is buying the house. Not Tom.
I disagree.
Or wait a minute. It could be a corporation. It could be a trust that's buying the house. Right. And technically, it would not be Tom Brady. It would be a, what's the word? A surrogate.
A trust or an entity.
Yeah, it would be a surrogate, essentially, buying the house. It wouldn't be in Tom Brady's name. A lot of celebrities do that for privacy purposes.
I disagree with you guys. I know you're going with the word there's smoke, there's fire kind of thing, but there have already been numerous rumors about Tom Brady moving to Avila, moving here, moving there. So that's just going to be fodder. And so I think that this probably is not happening.
I heard he's moving to Pinellas Park.
It's nothing but fodder.
That's what I hear. So anyway, you think it's true or false?
I'm going to say false. That's my gut says
false.
You
don't think he's buying that house?
No.
I think he's looking in Thanonisassa.
I think Temple Terrace is more his style.
There's a pretty big house up for sale in Thanonisassa. I won't drop any names, but there's a pretty big house out there up for sale.
A lot of properties out there.
Yes, there is. 7:24, it's the MJ Morning Show. When are we going to do your AMSR segment, Froggy?
Now.
Whenever you're ready, bud.
Froggy, we found out that Froggy's fascinated by AMSR.
ASMR.
I'm sorry, ASMR. And then we find out that Roxanne is also fixated by AMSR, right? Is that
ASMR.
Jeez. What the hell is it?
ASMR.
And what does it stand for?
Autonomous
sensory meridian response.
All right, so we got that coming up, and you're going to be able to hear Roxanne chewing stuff on the air. So,
is that what ASMR is?
Right, hold on to that thought. It's the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
7:33, it's the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105, MJ and the crew, Froggy Fester and Roxanne. And how did this whole ASMR thing come up. How did the conversation start? We'll explain what it is, and then we find out that Froggy and Roxanne have something in common. They're both, like, riveted, fascinated, can watch these videos on YouTube for, what, hours?
I don't go hours.
Okay.
I can.
Minutes?
I could do hours.
45 minutes if my kids are taking a good nap.
How did it come up?
I'll tell you how it came up. I was, me and Roxanne, and we were doing some production the other day, and she was rifling through her purse or something. I go, oh, I love that sound of going through your purse. Okay. You know what I'm talking about?
Really?
I do. For some reason, since I was a kid, I love the sound of somebody rifling through their purse. It'll put me to sleep. For some reason.
I rifle a lot.
I go, do you like ASMR? She goes, oh my God. I go to sleep to ASMR.
That's exactly how I sound.
She doesn't sound like that, Froggy.
Oh my God. No, she said.
Talking about?
So she's really into it too, and she likes, I forget what she likes. Typing, maybe? What is it?
No, you don't even listen.
Right, so I
like spa ASMR.
What?
Spa.
Oh, the girls who do their makeup.
Their makeup.
And you can listen to that.
Because they stroke brushes on their face.
How does putting on makeup make a sound?
It's like opening the packages, kind of like the purse rifling, and just the soft voices.
Oh my gosh.
But MJ, the most popular is the eating stuff.
The eating stuff. So ASMR stands for Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response, and it presents in some people a low-grade euphoria.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, do you watch Euphoria? Is that HBO? Have you watched that? I've been wanting to watch that.
Is it good?
Michelle and I, we watched the first. It is. What are you talking about? It's not.
I haven't seen it, I'm saying.
Oh, I thought you said it wasn't good.
No offense.
No, that's, it's good.
Is it like cuties, but teenagers?
No. Euphoria, it's so well done. It's well acted. It's well shot. I mean, I can't wait for the next season of Euphoria. I don't know how frigged up the next season is because of all the production shutting down because of COVID. Anyway, so ASMR. You know, we'll grab some calls here. If there are any listeners that are also just totally obsessed with ASMR and the sounds of wacky things, grab some calls. 800-990-1047 for the MJ Morning Show. 800-990-1047.
There's a bunch of people on YouTube and Twitch, and they have their own channels dedicated to them.
Right, now,
eating pickles.
Are you turned on by this,
Roxanne? Absolutely not. Right, so and that's not, a lot of the confusion.
Right, you're not turned on.
No.
It's not like it was. So what is it?
It's relaxation.
It's relaxation.
And I almost think it's a genetic thing because I send my videos to a lot of my friends and they'll go, you are a weirdo. If you don't get it, you don't get it. But then my sister, she loves them too because she gets what's called the tingles.
Okay, so other than people putting on makeup and opening up packages and the clicking of the compacts or whatever the hell they call them, what else?
The soft voices.
What else floats your boat with ASMR?
You know what makes me horny in ASMR world?
Wait, hold on. So Froggy, you are horned up by ASMR?
Typing sounds get me all fired up. I'm telling you.
Give me an example there, Frog.
Well, it's just, I don't want to hit anything over here. I might fire the rest of the station, but somebody type over there. Type Fester. Type on your fat thing, on your fat computer.
Yeah, put your microphone down on the keyboard and type away with those fat fruit-cutting fingers. Go on.
That's the good stuff.
Hold on, what mic are you guys on?
That's the good stuff. What mic is that?
Go to Roxanne's mic.
Yeah. Yeah, see, listen to that. How relaxing is that?
That sounds like someone's typing it. Yeah, 300 words a minute is what it sounds
right
like.
Right there.
All right, so what did you bring in, Froggy?
I got all kinds of ASMR foods for us to enjoy. I mean, we got a video. This is the way you get hits these days.
Right.
This and mukbangs. Do you know what a mukbang is?
What is that?
Is that a different segment altogether?
It's when you eat a bunch of food, like a bunch of seafood, you just shove your face with it. That's a mukbang. Okay? Now, this is ASMR. Now, I got all kinds of choices. Who wants to partake?
Give us one teaser, and then we'll pick it up in a few minutes.
Can I interrupt for a moment?
Yeah,
I just want to let you know, ASMR is so specific. It's like music. I like spa stuff. I've never done or listened to food stuff.
You just sit back and watch.
Okay.
This is going to be delicious.
All right, I'll tell you what. All right, when we get back in just a second, look, the phones are off the hook as well. The phones are ringing. And then Froggy's got a whole bunch of demonstrations next. MJ Morning Show Q105. Q105, and I can't believe it. I had no idea the phones were going to blow up on the whole ASMR deal. Froggy, Roxanne, you guys were right.
Very popular.
You guys are 100% right. So ASMR, Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response. And when people hear certain noises, or it also is visual too, so it's noises and watching, or is it more of the noise?
I prefer the noise. The noise is all I need.
No, it's a auditory thing.
Auditory. Mm-hmm. Right. So, Froggy, we have. If you're on hold, hang on. So, calls, hang on. Get to you in a second. And people get like low grade euphoria from these certain actions. All right, so, Froggy, what demos are you going to do now?
Well, I brought some very loud foods in for some ASMR goodness. A very popular one is something that Fester is going to enjoy, and that's a jar of pickles.
Ooh, I love pickles.
Fester, let's go.
Saw a pickle video that had 70 million hits. A pickle. What? A girl eating a pickle.
A girl eating a pickle. Now, was that because it was like phallic? Or?
Oh, it was crunchy and delicious.
No, it's not about that.
It wasn't sexual at all. Unless until Fester does it, of course. All right, now, Fester, you have to open it, though.
Open the jar?
Yeah, you got to open it because that's part of it.
All right.
Oh, God, that was good.
Oh, my God, that was so relaxing.
Now you really got to crunch.
Opening up a pickle jar.
And you got to whisper when you're eating.
The whispering is key.
What brand pickles are these, by the way?
Froggy spent a lot of money and got the Mount Olive pickle.
Okay. All right.
Got the cheapest pickles there are.
All right, Fester, go ahead, bite that pickle.
Good.
Ew.
That's good.
It wasn't quite crunchy enough.
No.
I should have got the classic.
Take out another one, or Vlasic crunchy ones.
Get two of them.
Get right on the microphone,
too. Get two of them at the same time.
Get right on the mic.
There you go.
And do it again. Go ahead.
Double pickles in my mouth.
Right on the mic. Go. Oh, my
God. Slower.
You're not doing it right.
Look at that. Oh, right there. Roxanne's like, right there. Oh, baby, right there.
No, I'm just telling him you have to do it slower. It's
all
not
right,
a
hang
rush.
On, let me
you
try.
Don't rush through ASMR.
Hey, let me grab some calls here. How about Alan? Alan is in Hudson. Alan, you're on the MJ Morning Show on Q105. Hi, Alan.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, Alan. So you're an ASMR fanatic as well?
Oh, very much so.
Yay!
And what is it for you? What triggers you?
The whispering. Especially if it's somebody that does like a popping noise in their mouth while they're talking. They call it mouth sounds.
What? Really?
Yeah, that's peanut butter mouth.
You are my kind of guy.
As radio personalities, we try to avoid the mouth sounds on the air. That's crazy.
The irony.
Hey, and how often do you watch these videos, Alan?
Every day.
Wow.
What do you do while you're watching these videos?
All right, Fester,
relax.
Let's not go there.
No, it's literally like once my kids are in bed and stuff like that, I'll lay down to go to sleep, and sometimes I'll fall asleep watching it. Sometimes it just gets me low enough to where I'm ready to go to bed.
Well, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. Hey, thanks for the call, Alan. Appreciate it. How about Stephanie? Stephanie's in Tampa. Stephanie, you're on the MJ Morning Show on Q105. Hi, Steph.
Hi.
What does it do for you, or what do you like? How are you addicted to anything?
I really enjoy watching the food where they're just crunching on it. It's really mesmerizing.
All right, hold on a second. While you're on hold. All right, hang on. Here's Froggy. Froggy's going to eat a carrot.
Straight out of a cartoon carrot, okay?
That looks like it's out of... It does. That carrot looks like it's out of a Bugs Bunny cartoon.
It does.
All right, go ahead, Froggy.
All right, you ready?
All right, listen. Hey, Stephanie, listen to this.
This is going to be a delicious carrot.
Look at that rascally rabbit.
Stephanie, is that doing something for you?
It's wonderful.
Oh, wow.
How's this, Stephanie?
Stephanie, I have a question for you. Do you find that you need more ASMR in heavier doses to get the tingly feeling? Because I can get relaxed all the time when I listen to it, but now I need more and more to really get tingly.
You know, I usually watch it when everyone else has gone to bed, and my fiance makes me go into another room to watch it.
He can't stand it. Froggy's got a whole carrot in his mouth. He's going to choke over it. Does that turn you on if Froggy drops dead, chokes on a carrot? The whole carrot just flew out of his mouth, all chewed up into pieces. All right. Hey, Stephanie, thanks for calling. Thanks for listening to the return of the MJ Morning Show.
Thank you.
Bye, Steph.
Thanks, Stephanie. Stephanie said her fiance hates it. Doug hates it, too.
I got more.
That was beautiful.
Hey, what else do we have?
Let me get Ben. Ben is in St. Louis. Well, Ben, are you an old Z1077 St. Louis listener?
Yes, since I was 14 years old.
Wow, Ben, what do you think about the MJ Morning Show coming back?
I love it. Thanks for coming back, guys. I listen to all your podcasts.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. What hits your spot with ASMR?
I actually listen on the Star Trek Next Generation of the engines humming on the spaceship.
Oh, what? What a dude!
YouTube, and you can listen for it for 8 hours.
Eight hours of the engines humming on Star Trek Next Generation? My God.
Wow. Yeah,
what do you do today?
I
hung out with the engines humming for 5.5 hours. It was a killer, killer Friday.
Ben, what do the engines sound like?
Yeah,
Ben,
give us a sample.
Just, it's hard to explain.
Go ahead.
I feel you, because you know what else I love? I forgot to tell these guys, but I love Harry Potter ASMR.
Oh, thank God you said Potter.
I thought you were going to stop at Harry.
Harry Potter ASMR is awesome.
Some ramen?
What possibly is Harry Potter ASMR?
I'll pull it up for you, but it's like crackling fires wizardy stuff.
Ben, thanks for listening to the return of the MJ Morning Show. Froggy, one more. We got to take a break.
It's going to be the big finale.
All right, big finale.
I want you guys to guess
Froggy.
What this is. Okay.
What is it?
All right, ready?
Go ahead. Here it is. He's opening a package and... What is that, folks? Froggy's going to choke again. He's eating a package of 28-cent ramen.
And they're dry. They're dry.
The dry Maruchan ramen noodles. You know,
you are an asthma one-trick pony, man.
38 cents a pop.
There's and chewed-up noodle.
Wait, all over apple.
Look, there are eight other people on hold. I got to move on here. This is crazy.
Oh, my God.
All right. It's 7:53. It's the MJ Morning Show. We are back. This is Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
The Brady situation last night was pretty confusing even for us. Yeah, Brady thought it was third down.
He thought he had
another down, and it was fourth down.
I was confused.
I think they're saying, like Bruce Arians is saying, no, that's not the case. But what we saw on television,
he was holding up four fingers. So Brady thought he had one more down to go. That's why he was shaking his head and he had that puzzled look on his face, holding up the four fingers.
Mm-hmm.
How does that happen these days? You would think that there's a big three or four on the scoreboard. Isn't that right?
Maybe it was all the crowd noise that was distracting.
I'm not sure. Was anybody even there? Oh, that's a joke.
Well, they played in Chicago, right?
Yeah, the stadium was empty.
Oh, no.
You know, maybe it's just him showing his age. Maybe he has, like, a early onset dementia.
What are you trying to say, you little whippersnapper?
I forget how to play the game. No, it was a pretty exciting game, especially the Bears came back in the last 2 minutes of the first half, and went into halftime. They went out. The Bucks came in as underdogs.
But the late field goal put them over.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And 20-19, I'm telling you. So who is saying that it wasn't?
Bruce Arians is saying it wasn't.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense to me.
Some people are tweeting, here's Bruce Arians lying, and then they play the clip of him saying, no, that didn't happen.
No, it did. That's why Brady looked all confused.
No, it didn't happen. No.
100% it happened that way. I mean, even the announcers, before the announcers ever said it on Fox last night, I said to Michelle, we're sitting there watching the game, and I said, he thought it was third down. He thought he had another drive. Mm-hmm, he had one more chance to pull it out, Tom Brady fashion, last seconds. And pull out a torpedo to Gronk or something.
He was saving it. He was saving the Brady magic for the last down. And he's like, whoa, what do you mean? What?
Oops.
What? I'm out? What? What the hell?
Oopsie. Everyone is tight-lipped. Everyone's sticking to their story. Even his teammates are like, oh, no, he knew what it was.
Yeah.
And then even the Rays had a chance to put it away, send the Yankees packing. And they didn't do it.
No, they did not do it.
Forcing a game five tonight. And, of course, this is it. Loser goes home.
Mm-hmm. Loser, winner goes on to play the Astros.
Loser goes home with a copy of the home game. I'm hoping it's the Yankees and not the Rays. Mm-hmm.
I think these guys are ready to lose anyway.
Yeah, Brady's still standing out there. But that's fourth down, and it's Chicago's ball. And that's the end of the night, and there may be some confusion out on the field.
See, I'm telling you, he was absolutely confused. I don't care what the coach says. All right, the Michigan militia story, the plot to kidnap the governor, insane. We'll talk about it next. MJ Morning Show, Q105.
Well, I've been waiting here so long. But thinking nothing could go wrong. Well, now I know she has the built-in ability to take everything she sees. And now it seems I'm falling for her. She seems to have invisible touch. She reaches in and grabs my hold of your heart. She seems to have invisible touch. It takes control and slowly tears you apart. Well, I don't really know.
That's right, MJ Morning Show is back. It's me, MJ, and Froggy Fester. Roxanne joins the crew. It's great to have her. 8-11 Friday, and weekend is straight ahead. Hopefully, the Rays will win tonight. The Yankees, though, have a history of pulling these things out. The Yankees have a history of coming back from behind, and if you look historically, yeah, the odds makers are on the Yankees on this.
They also had a history this season of losing 8 games out of 10 to the Rays.
You're right. Yeah.
The Yankees have also been a team for 1,000 years.
I know. So. All right, so go Rays. Hopefully the Rays can put this to bed and move on to the Astros out in San Diego. Was it
staying in the bubble? Petco Park.
Oh, remind me. You know what's coming back around? The shock collar controversy for dogs. You have dogs that bark too much, the shock collars. And one of the big pet supply companies is going to stop selling the shock collars. They want everyone to do the same. Hey, we'll get into that later on. Now, this militia thing, out of Michigan is absolutely crazy. And these militias exist. Listen, I know my Second Amendment. I know a well-regulated militia. I get it. But that's to protect against real tyranny. If you got a problem with the governor of Michigan and closing down businesses for too long, that's what a lot of people think in Michigan. People in Michigan, some think, not all, but some think that the Michigan governor was too heavy-handed with COVID-19 closures.
The crazy thing, and I have a lot of relatives in Michigan, but it was like when it got to the point where she said you can't go out, you basically couldn't do gardening. That's when people started to say, what?
That's ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, that is, you should be able to go to your front yard without a mask and do what you want in your yard if you're not interacting with people. I get it. Listen, I lived through the hellscape in New York in the early days of COVID-19 in Manhattan. You know, we drove our kids out of the city to grandma's in Rockbridge County, Virginia, not far from the Natural Bridge. We got the kids and the dogs out of Manhattan. We didn't know what was going to happen when things went crazy in mid-March. Over. But what you do, if you don't like the governor, you vote the governor out. You don't try to kidnap her and possibly kill her. This story is bonkers. I mean, this is a bonkers story. If you don't know what's going on, there was a huge bust, big press conference yesterday. 13 members of an anti-government group. They were trying to ignite a civil war. That was their ultimate goal. These are the mugshots of these guys?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They are exactly what you'd expect as being a militia that wants to kidnap and kill the governor of Michigan.
They look grifty.
I don't know if there's much DNA difference amongst any of them.
They all sort of look like first cousins.
Come on, boys, squeal! Come on, boys, squeal! What a story. They were even talking about doing a commando raid on the state capitol in Lansing.
Okay, they've been watching too many movies.
They were
going
to take over the capitol. They were going to capture her at her vacation house in North Michigan.
Yep. The Wolverine Watchman Group, they wanted to storm the capitol and possibly or both Whitmer's vacation home, instigate a civil war. Jeez. They bought weapons. They conducted surveillance. They had training exercises. Luckily, the FBI, they were able to infiltrate the group and join and then get on the inside. They had recordings of meetings.
I wonder how they got tipped off in the first place to find out about this group.
Maybe some online stuff. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things that get triggered, tripped, and things that happen online, and it wakes up law enforcement, and mm-hmm. then they can get somebody involved. I'm glad that they were able to stop these guys.
You think?
It's a scary situation all the way around, but these guys were going to capture her, take her to a secure location in Wisconsin, have a trial,
and they're going to play the Baby Shark song over and over and over again.
Oh, God.
Now we're talking torture.
Exactly. I mean, you look at the details here. This was a domestic terrorism plot. There is no way to describe this any differently. But how many other insane militia groups are out there?
And have Facebook pages.
Well, hopefully that they talk about this stuff and they reveal their plots online. And maybe that's how...
That's what happened.
That's how it gets triggered. I know it was something online that gave a tip-off, and that's how they initially infiltrated.
I told you shouldn't send that tweet about kidnapping the governor out.
That's exactly what they said.
The FBI was able to monitor a meeting back on June 20th. They talked about storming the Capitol.
Man.
Kidnapping, taking hostages. What, they watched that Netflix thing? What was that, Money Heist? What were they doing here?
Maybe they just watched Toy Soldiers.
What, were they going to wear the Salvador Dali masks in red jumpsuits?
This is crazy.
And they wanted to try her for treason as well. They even conducted surveillance on her vacation home on a lake in northern Michigan. Two times. What did they purchase? They were purchasing weapons, guns. Listen to this. They purchased an 800,000 volt taser.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Where the hell? Festa, go on Google. Go to Amazon. See if I can get an 800,000 volt taser Amazon Prime delivered to my house.
And now, just like that, Fester is on a watch list.
Yeah. It feels like 800,000 watts. Actually, yeah, MJ, for $43.
Oh my God.
You can buy an 800,000 volt stun gun with a flashlight adapter.
All right.
And it's pink.
So it's pink.
Maybe 800,000 watts isn't as strong as we think because it looks like something a lady would carry in her purse. Roxanne, look how beautiful it is.
It's so discreet.
Yeah, it really is.
And it's an 800,000. Well, you know what they say? It's not the volts, it's the amps, right? Isn't that what they say?
Never heard they say.
Yeah, I heard my electrician say that once he said shut the power breaker off. But yeah, it's they're easily.
Wow.
You can get them easily. A couple of batteries operates them.
On a July 18th meeting, they monitored this group in Ohio. They, I guess, went to Ohio. They had a secret meeting. They talked about shooting up the governor's vacation home.
God.
Snatch and grab plans.
He's not Michael Corleone.
Oh, listen to this. A meeting on June 20th in the basement of Fox's business in Grand Rapids. Fox was one of the guys arrested on the federal charges. The meeting was accessed through a trap door hidden under a rug on the main floor. It's a Scooby-Doo episode now.
They put a lot of thought into this.
Did the Harlem Globetrotters show up?
We're going to kidnap the governor, Scoop, and then we'll go have a soda at the soda shop. Yikes! A trap door under a rug.
I think these guys might have overthunk it.
These guys are no rocket surgeons, I'll tell you that.
And now the governor is kind of throwing shade at President Trump for not being able to say, I denounce white supremacy in all forms.
I know. And also, didn't Trump tweet out something about liberate Michigan?
And that's some of the language they used in their post.
But hang on, listen. If Trump says liberate Michigan from maybe heavy-handed lockdowns, it shouldn't trigger a group to want to kidnap and kill the governor, for crying out loud. They wanted to cause a decoy. They wanted to set off explosives, blow up a bridge nearby so all the cops would rush to the bridge, and that would allow them to sneak up behind the governor's home on the lake and kidnap her while all the police and authorities are at the bridge bomb.
It's like, that's a movie you would do on Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, my God. It's just insane, folks. All right, 8:19, rolling up on 8:20. It's the MJ Morning Show. I've got zero tolerance for that. It's law and order, and that can't be tolerated. And I hope that no other militia groups are playing. The
Wolverine Watchmen.
Wolverine Watchmen. What a story.
That's the movie with the
Red Dawn. Wolverines, right?
It's the MJ Morning Show. We are back. This is Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
8:33, it's the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105. And before Oreo Speedwagon, the second take, it was Smash Mouth. And we played All Star, which...
Somebody once told me the word.
And of course, that's All Star. Did you guys see the whole Twitter dust-up with Smash Mouth?
I did not.
This was like... I found the tweet. It's from September 23rd, and Smash Mouth attacks this radio station. I think it's out in San Francisco. And Smash Mouth tweeted, "Yo, at Alt-1053 Radio, can you stop, all caps, talking over the effing songs? This isn't 80s AM radio. You're disrespecting the artist. Do you think they want to hear your stupid voices as their intros?" That's one of the reasons why All Star starts off with vocals. Let's go.
See, I was on the toilet looking at my phone, and I saw you tweet. I go, what is MJ tweeting back at the All-Star guy for? And then I followed all the thread of all these radio butler people just...
God! Excuse me.
But we're supposed to talk up
this
the phone.
This is our job. Well,
what did I tweet back? Do you remember?
You said something rather sarcastic and creative, but I can't remember what it was. It was something like, you won, hey, your caller number 10.
Congratulations, you're caller number 10. That's what I did.
That's great.
I think the radio station had the best jab back. It said, like, hey, Smash Mouth, how about you ask people to name another song that wasn't on the Shrek album? I can't name another. I don't know another Smash Mouth. Do we have another Smash Mouth song in the system?
We just have All Star.
That's it.
This is all we have.
Somebody won't.
That's the only one we have.
And if it wasn't on Shrek, we probably wouldn't be playing it today.
Hey, guys, are you ready for the feel-good story of the day?
Oh, yes.
It's the feel-good story of the day on the MJ Morning Show on Q105.
This is going to be creepy. Watch.
It's not creepy, okay, Fester. It's a feel-good story.
Well, the voice.
Like, it felt like you were setting me up.
You didn't like my, with a name like Smuckers, it's got to be good. You don't like...
Give me the feel-good story.
The what McDonald's story.
This is a good story. You're right.
I told you, this is a great story. This story's gone viral. It's already got, when I saw the story, it said it had over 700,000 reactions. I got to believe it's over a million now because I saw this and printed this out like yesterday afternoon. Out of Waynesville, Pennsylvania, you know, this will give you a little faith in humanity. After the morons in Michigan with the Wolverine Wolf Pack or whatever the heck they are trying to kidnap the governor. And this is a nice story. Happened in Waynesville, Pennsylvania. It turns out that this woman by the name of Brittany Reed, she posted a story on her Facebook account, and it just took off like a rocket. Her story is that she was leaving football practice with her three children, and her four-year-old daughter began crying as they were getting into their minivan. Her seven-year-old daughter then started crying because said, I told her we were having potatoes as a side for dinner, and she wasn't a fan. So she starts crying over dinner. It's just a mess. The kids are having a meltdown in the mommy van, the whole nine yards here. So she said, oh, my God, how am I going to shut these kids up? So she decides to take them to the McDonald's drive-thru instead of her planned dinner at the house.
That works,
good
man.
Good move.
Guess what? She gets to the drive-thru window. The kids are just melting down. They're complete dumpster fires in the car. And she pulls up to the drive-thru, places the order, gets to the window, and realizes she didn't have her purse. She left her purse at home, so had no money to pay for the McDonald's while the kids were melting down in the back of the car. So she looks at the young man in the McDonald's drive-thru window. She's got tears in her eyes. She's all stressed out. And she thought that, you know, she thought that she was just going to have to pull off and that's it. The kids are going to be... You imagine kids screaming even more?
Mm-hmm. you drive away with no burgers?
And she pulls up and tells the guy at the window, hon, I'm so sorry. I have to cancel the order. I left my purse at home. We went to football practice tonight. And she says that, without hesitation, the McDonald's kid took out his wallet, swiped his card, paid for her meal, and she was blown away by this.
What a good kid.
That's okay, man. I'll take care of it.
So
the young man nicknamed Wyatt Jones.
Yeah, do we have an age on this guy?
16.
Yeah, I thought it was a kid. So, 16 years old, Wyatt Jones?
Yes.
So, she tells the story on Facebook, and then Reed found out through conversation that he was saving up to buy a car. They created a GoFundMe account, and at last check yesterday, it was over $35,000. Can you check, Fester, look up and see where it is now.
I see a story that says over $40,000.
Yeah. Me too.
What?
Yeah. I had $35,000 okay. yesterday, so I'm sure it's grown.
$44,430.
Now it is. Isn't that amazing? Keep going. The kid will buy a Lamborghini.
Yeah, yeah, what kind of cars does this kid need, really?
He can't afford the
a 92 Saturn.
What does this teach this kid, really?
Keep going. The kid will be driving a Ferrari.
They're going to learn how to save.
What it teaches the kid is that, you know, sometimes random acts of kindness can pay off big time, but the kid's a good kid.
Mm-hmm.
So she ended up bringing him the cash for the food, but wanted the world to hear what happened. She told the story. I just want his parents to know, she wrote this on social media, I want his parents to know how kind and compassionate your son was tonight. He made this stressed out mama pause for a moment and realize this is exactly what we parents are trying to do, raise great humans. Well, Wyatt, sir, you are an amazing human. And then started the GoFundMe account, and now you say it's over $44,000.
That's insane.
And it would have been real easy for this kid just to say, okay, too bad, have a nice day, you hot mess mom.
Probably going to buy exactly. 44 grand worth of crack with it.
Sylvester, you were mocking me.
Okay.
I would say it was the feel-good story of the day, and you were over there mocking me.
This story is giving me all the feels.
I told you, it's the feel-good story of the day.
Now I want a burger.
On the MJ Morning Show on Q105. Hey, guys, if you can, Froggy Fester, could you guys maybe refrain from the obnoxious comments?
Oh!
Wait, you talking to us?
Yeah. Just now? The ones just now?
You know.
Whispering over there?
Section 2 of the contract I signed last week said main job duty is to be obnoxious.
All right, it's the MJ. I want Roxanne's expertise. I want her female expertise on this. It's the MJ Morning Show, Froggy Fester, MJ here, and Roxanne. Q105, spread the word that, yes, after all these years, the MJ Morning Show is back on Q105, 104.7 FM. All right, so Roxanne, Michelle sends me a text last night.
Mm-hmm.
She must have sent this after I went to bed. Because Michelle, I'll go to bed and Michelle will be next to me and she's on her phone and she's going through her feed or reading stories. So after I went to sleep last night, Michelle sends me a link to a story. She sends me a lot of stuff. I mean, Michelle's great for show prep.
So this was show prep.
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. That's what I need to find out. Michelle sends me a lot of links to a lot of stories to make sure that I saw a story. I don't know. I'm probably going to end up calling her here. Michelle sent me a link to a story. I clicked the link. It's from Psychology Today.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping the spark alive in your relationship.
Okay.
Well, yours burned out, what, 12 years ago?
So you're asking.
Froggy, what are you saying?
Listen, I'm at 12 years, too.
The fire burned out long ago. What song is that?
Candle in the Wind?
Oh, that is that it? Yeah.
The song that Elton John sang for Dead Princess Diana?
Yeah, there you go. Oh, Candle in the Wind. Jeez. All right, listen to this. To keep a fire ablaze, you tend to it. You position the logs just right.
What?
Add kindling. Mm-hmm. And fan the flames. Mm. Paying close attention to and caring for the fire keeps it from burning out.
Is this in the report, the story?
Here lies the secret to your keeping the spark alive in your relationship. I'm reading the story, Fest. What do you think? I'm making this up off the top of my head?
I hate that writer's writing.
I'm reading the story. Then I'm scrolling down here. The truth is, in a long-term relationship, it takes intention, energy, and work to keep the love alive. What is she sending me this for show material?
No, that's not show material.
Is she sending me a message?
I send Doug relationship articles all the time. And I'll send him anything from 5 signs your spouse is cheating and say, okay, you're lucky you only checked the box on one of those.
Ooh.
To how Ooh. Do you...
you'll send your husband 5 signs your spouse is cheating?
Oh, no. She's one of those.
Well, has any of those signs been exhibited by Doug?
No.
I mean, I think every husband might have one of the signs, but not all 5.
Right.
Doug's probably with a stripper from the dollhouse right now.
That's with 2 E's.
Left the kids alone at the house and everything.
I'm not even going to jinx myself by saying that is so not him, but yeah, okay, yeah. So, anyways, let's call Michelle. But that is that is not show prep at all, not at all.
You don't think so?
Yeah.
No.
Hold on.
I think it's a hint.
He launched a missile across your bow, Mister.
Hang on a sec, folks. Lovely wife, Michelle.
Hello,
Michelle.
Yes.
Guess who?
You're really like the only person who calls me, so.
Yeah, I know. Hey, yeah. Are you listening to the show right now?
Yes.
All right. So you know what we're about to talk about. Was this show prep or is this a tip? Is this a clue? Are you giving me pointers on keeping our fire alive?
I think you should start trusting Roxanne's intuition.
Thank you, Michelle. We have that. As soon as you went psychology today, I'm like, I'm here for you. I gotcha. I know where this is headed. I've actually sent Doug messages also, like the five languages of love. Have you heard of that?
Oh, yeah.
I've been so blatant. Doug, look, you're number one. This is your type of language. I speak two through five.
Yeah, my wife and I did that, and my love language was gravy. And she's like, forget this. Just get the hell away from me. So, Michelle, what you're telling MJ is he doesn't even need to shower when he comes home tonight, right?
Hang on a minute. Michelle, are you sending me a message that I'm not doing a good job keeping our fire tended to or burning? We just had our 26th wedding anniversary back
Congratulations.
In June.
Well, if you read the article, which I know you won't, and you don't because you don't read anything that
I just read like two paragraphs on the air. Wait a minute. I just read two paragraphs on the air.
Very mockingly.
Oh, please. Exactly. Very sarcastically. And, yeah. So that was just like the fluff of the opening, which I would have skipped if I were you because it's not the meat of the article. That's just kind of a like, you know, to pique someone else's interest. But if you scroll down and you read, you would know right what I'm getting at.
Okay, all right. So you're about to give me the meat. Are you like Arby's? Arby's, we've got the meats. Is that it? You're going to give me the meat?
No, you got to find it for yourself.
Yeah, she's talking about fluffing. Michelle is telling you the meat situation should be the other way around. You know, you should be
more fluffing.
You want me to give you the meat? Yeah. Is that it?
Yes, that's what she's talking about. Now it's a party.
So I need to read the article, and you're saying that it'll clobber me over the head, whatever message you're trying to send me from. I'll tell you what. I'm gonna send this link to Roxanne, so okay. Roxanne, you can put this up on the website.
Perfect.
I will put the Psychology Today Keeping Your Fire Alive article that Michelle sent me. We'll post it up on MJMorningShow.com.
You need bigger logs
in
your
phone. When you read it, see if there's one or two things that you go, oh, my God, I identify with that. And then, you know, maybe you'll understand.
So you think that something in the article is going to blonk me over the head? Is that it?
I would hope so.
She's telling you she wants you to bring home some dinner from Arby's tonight.
All right.
She's telling you to read the bullet points.
All right, Michelle, before I let you go, I just got during the last break that we had, I got the voicemail. I listened to the voicemail. I got the automated message from Famous Tate. Your appliance delivery is scheduled between noon and 2 p.m.,
That's not bad, actually. Yeah. 2 hours?
Yeah. Michelle's new washer and dryer are coming today between noon and two. So get ready.
You know what?
Is that better than me sparking a fire in our relationship? Just sit on the washing machine later tonight.
No need for your little logs.
Just set it to spin. I'll be in the other room, honey.
And make sure it's off balance, right? All right. Roxanne's dying over here.
I know. I've been given some appliances before. That doesn't really do anything for
you. Oh, God. Roxanne. TMI.
No, kitchen appliances.
This is a washing machine. We're not talking about anything against a refrigerator.
You once tried to use a KitchenAid mixer?
No. Oh, my gosh.
Michelle, washer and dryer's coming later. I'll talk to you later. All right.
Hurry up and come home and help me do some laundry.
Okay, goodbye. That's code, by the
Bye.
Way. All right, it's 8:54. It's the MJ Morning Show. We're back on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
It's the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105, 908. And a little empathy, folks, for the people along the Gulf Coast in Louisiana. they're going to get nailed later today. Last I saw, still a Category 3 fester, or Roxanne, did you guys see, is it still a Cat 3?
Yeah, last I saw it was, and you know, I just have a heightened, of course, living here in Tampa Bay,
yep.
a heightened sense of sensitivity to anybody yep. staring down a hurricane. Thoughts and prayers go out to the whole Gulf Coast.
Absolutely. Yep. So, this is Hurricane Delta, and it's supposed to smack into the Louisiana coast. This will be four? I think it's like four storms that they've had to deal with on the Louisiana coast. Kind of like Florida. Remember, was it 2004? Mm-hmm. 2004, we had like four hurricanes.
Three big ones.
And they didn't they all crisscross at a street corner in Polk County?
Yeah,
right at Grady Judd's house. It was right there. I mean, it was amazing.
They were all late season storms, too. I think one of them was in November.
Was one early November?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember them being later in the year.
Hurricane Delta and the models came together really, really early on this. Because when you look at those, you know, the spaghetti models, you have, like, they go all over the place in some cases. Mm-hmm. But with this storm, those spaghetti models were all right on top of each other really early on. I even sent Delgado, Paul Delgado at Fox, a good friend of mine for years. I said, yeah, the models were all in agreement on this a while ago. And he said, yeah, it's kind of a layup, an easy forecast because of the high here and the low here and the this and the that and the friggy-fraggy over here. And, yeah, that's an easy forecast. So that explains it. And it looks like it's going to smash into, like, Cameron and then maybe hit Lake Charles again. I mean, jeez.
They've had a rough year there with those.
So we know what it's all about, hurricane season, folks. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we get through this one unscathed. I don't want to jinx anything. You know, we still have, three weeks? We have three weeks left in October.
Right.
And really, once we get to the end of October, I feel a lot better.
Me too.
Yeah. So
the water cools down a little bit.
Let's just get through October here in Florida, but I hope they come through okay with Hurricane Delta. Over in Louisiana. 9:10, it's the MJ Morning Show, and I hate it. I'm going to tell you right now. This new ABC Alphabet song, this sucks.
Is it like Common Core Math?
Have you heard this yet?
No, I wouldn't be surprised.
Roxanne, you have not heard the audio.
I read it, but I didn't listen.
I thought the ABC song was like Happy Birthday, like you couldn't change it, or
no.
you'd be shot on the spot.
I would agree with you, Froggy, because I think it's as close to perfect as you can get it, but I heard this for the first time this morning when Coop came in, and it freaked me out.
It sucks.
I was like, what?
This blows.
What?
This is a kindergarten teacher who did a TikTok. She's probably getting spied on by the Chinese as well.
Oh, yeah.
She did a TikTok, and she did the new version of the ABC song. She teaches in Los Angeles. Her name is Ariel Fodor. I wonder if she's an heiress to the big travel guide fortune.
Yeah, probably.
Fodor.
She's so rich, she changed the alphabet.
She goes by Ms_Frazzled on TikTok.
Huh.
She posted this clip. As of yesterday, it had over 2.5 million views. And it starts out like the original. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. But then this thing takes a turn. It hits the guardrail. It goes off the bridge, bursts into flames. This is awful. And I guess there was new guidance from some learning company, and it's all about not rushing through the elemento.
That's why I asked. Is it like Common Core Math?
Well, I know the principle, but give me an example.
People hate it.
Well,
okay.
People hate it.
Listen to the ABCs the way she says it, and then you'll hate it.
All right, here we go. Tell me, folks, if you like this or if this is awful.
Okay, I have to tell you all something right now. I don't know if you know, but they're changing the alphabet song. They are changing it. Are you ready? A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, B, W, X, Y, Z. Now I never will forget how to say the alphabet. What?
Oh my God.
And then she like shakes the camera all over the place and goes, wah!
She's frazzled. I feel violated.
Does she end all of her TikToks with like that frazzled thing? Is that her trademark?
It's very annoying. It should be Ms. Annoying.
That's awful.
I have a child who's trying to learn the alphabet right now, and I understand the LMNO, they kind of don't get that, and you have to slow it down for them a little bit, but just slow down the regular song.
So it was like LMNOP. P-Q-R-S-T.
Terrible.
How was that?
Terrible. You want to hear it again? All right, here's it one more time.
Okay, I have to tell you all something right now.
Oh, God.
I don't know if you know, but they're changing the alphabet song. They are changing it. They change. Are you ready? A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Now I never will forget how to say the alphabet. What?
It's like a home invader came in at the very end of that thing.
I will never forget how much I dislike this lady.
Like Annie Wilkes staring over you. She's a nightmare.
No, I don't like that at all. I think it sucks.
That's not going to catch on.
Doe a Deer while we're at it. Like, that's a basic song that your kids learn, and you can sing with them.
Roxanne, do you think that if presented with an issue that Froggy or Fester would do the right thing?
Tough question.
Think hard.
How much are they being paid?
Well, we're going to indoctrinate you next. You're going to learn a little bit. The MJ Morning Show is coming up next on Q105. The MJ Morning Show is back. 9:21 on a Friday. And, hey, we're like half an hour away from wrapping up the first week of the return of the MJ Morning Show. And, hey, listen, I'm getting tons of great feedback here. Most people think it's like we never left, like we just picked up where we left off.
Like just hit pause on our lives.
Yeah.
Listen, MJ, I know you're going to talk about this story and you're going to paint Froggy and I as bad people. But I think you're way off, man. I don't think Roxanne would go for it either. I think she would do exactly what Froggy and I would do.
Did you look and see, do you know the story I'm going to do?
I have a feeling I know what story you're going to do.
So you saw my pile?
Yeah.
All right, so what story am I going to do?
You're a pile peeker? You peeking at his pile?
I look at MJ's pile. You're going to do the $10,000 house story.
I am.
And as soon as you said, Froggy and Fester, I'm thinking, what? Roxanne will do the same thing we're going to do.
Hold on. Because if you and Froggy had been in the situation, the rightful owner of the money would be SOL. You guys would be the last two that need to find the money if it was ever going to be returned to the rightful owner.
95% of society would be what I would do.
How about 95% of the time you're talking to the microphone right?
How about
and stop stuttering 95% of the time.
My wife just told me I have a stutter. I'm like, I do?
All right, so you think Roxanne could be an individual that would join the ranks of you two scoundrels?
Read the story to her. Tell her, let her decide. But I think she would do exactly what we would do.
A home investor. You know the guys and ladies, you know, they go out and they buy these homes. You know, we buy ugly houses or you have the speculators. Sure. They'll buy homes and fix them up and then flip them. How many damn reality TV shows are about that, right?
Oh, you got
flip
good
this
bones.
House. Flip this house. Yeah.
You got flip or flop.
Mm-hmm. You got all kinds of stuff. So this new owner of a Chicago home that he bought to renovate ended up finding like $10,000 hidden all throughout the house.
It's awesome.
This is a story from Channel 2 CBS in Chicago. Jim Dow said, I've never seen anything close to this before. Dow is a Homevestors franchisee. I've heard of Homevestors. So he's got the franchisee, or he's got a franchise in the Chicago area. He said, he's seen a lot in the last 5 years. He's flipped more than 50 homes. Never found anything like this. In the living room of a Calumet Heights neighborhood home in the Chicago area, he's doing the renovation, and he starts finding envelopes packed with cash. He found five envelopes, almost $10,000 hidden throughout the living room. Behind the couch, there were two bankers' withdrawal envelopes. He said, I think that the previous owner must have felt that was like the safest place for her money. But it's all hidden all over the place. Money was found in various spots, including behind an old photo hanging on the wall. He said it was kind of surreal. I thought it might be like, you know, some kind of reality TV show.
Like a prank.
You know, what was the guy that pops? Who's the guy that pops out on ABC? John Quiñones. Yeah.
What would you do?
What would you do next on ABC?
Seeing somebody get kidnapped? What would you do?
I keep TikToking.
So obviously this was owned by an elderly couple because that's, and they're probably dead. So keep the money.
No, they're not dead. In fact, this guy, this house flipper, he could have easily kept the $10,000.
Nobody was looking for it.
And obviously the woman forgot about it. I've fallen and I can't get up. I mean, probably one of those. And she didn't even know about the money. This guy did the right thing.
And kept the money and took his family to Europe.
And he asked Gloria Carter, the woman who lived in the house for more than 50 years of her life, instead of giving him a reward, he said to her, go ahead and pay it forward. That's what he didn't want a reward, gave the money back.
What an idiot.
The former owner and her family were thrilled. Maybe she had to leave the house because she's got dementia. Maybe she is forgetting all kinds of stuff, like the $10,000 she's got hidden throughout the house. But what I'm saying is I know Froggy and Fester, mm-hmm. and if they were doing house flipping and they found this, they'd be flipping the previous owner, the bird, is what they'd be doing, and they keep the cash. So,
what's the song, Take the Money and Run?
Come on, take the money and run. Oh, yeah.
This is actually the next song coming up on 215.
Come on!
Later. I mean, who wouldn't?
I wouldn't do it if I felt like that house flipper got a great deal on that house, I'm sure, because of the nature of his job. However, if I was negotiating with someone to buy a house and things got nitty gritty at the end and they were trying to take advantage or get the upper hand on me.
So if they screwed you over, you wouldn't give it back.
Exactly.
But if it was a sweet old lady in Calumet City, Illinois,
of course.
You would have given the money back.
I don't care if it's a progeria family. I'm keeping it.
That's our money. Hey, wait a second. Look, this guy's
an investor. That was for junior surgery.
He's an investor. He bought this house to make money. Hey, buddy, we're 10 grand ahead our first day in.
Yeah, we made money, all right. We found grandma's old stash.
Awesome.
Also the stories, people donate a couch to the Salvation Army and there's, 80 grand jammed in one of the cushions that somebody forgot about, right?
I saw a story about a lumpy ottoman. Nobody wanted it because it was so uncomfortable. Granddad had it stashed with cash.
200 grand. Jeez. So you would give money back?
I would give it back under those circumstances.
And what do you think about working with these two thugs?
I understand. I mean, it's...
I'd buy my go-kart. First thing I'd buy.
I'm not judging, but I think it's good karma. You know what he did to pay it forward.
It's the MJ Morning Show. Have morons in the news coming up. There's plenty to go as we wrap up a Friday in the next half hour. It's the MJ Morning Show. We're back on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show on Q105 Weekend, guys, starts in just a bit for you. Doesn't start soon for me. I got the Schnitz Show I've got to do later today. And just a little programming note for those that know that the MJ Morning Show is back on Q105 and you're wondering, hey, what happened to the Schnitz Show over on 1250 and 970? Well, kind of a funny thing when you leave one radio company to start a new kick-ass morning show on a blowtorch like Q105. Might have a little trouble with the other show that's running on some of their stations. So starting Monday, the Schnitz Show is going to be on Beasley's 1010 AM. So that's 1010 AM, and there are a couple of FMs. I think it's 92.1 and 103.1, I think.
I should have those for you, but they're pretty good.
Yeah, so they're on FM as well. So the Schnitz Show Monday, if you've been looking for it, moves over to Beasley's 1010 AM. All right, morons in the news. That Trump meme, that's fake?
It's not fake.
Okay.
So
Roxanne said, is this real or fake? This is earlier this morning. What did it say?
It was a Trump meme that said something to the effect of the fly on Pence's head is going to be deported.
Oh, and also...
Oh, that's fake?
Yeah, but seriously, that
could have been.
That sounds exactly like what he would say.
Yes. That could have been a real tweet.
Right. And then people would have gotten an uproar and he would have said, I was just being sarcastic.
Yeah, that's a fake meme. He didn't tweet that out, but he probably could have.
Actually, you're right. I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't put that past him.
To be quite honest. The Fly. With The Fly, there's a big call for Jeff Goldblum, who played The Fly, to make an appearance as The Fly on Mike Pence's head from the debate on Wednesday night. So we'll see if Saturday Night Live cashes in and books Jeff Goldblum for tomorrow night on Saturday Night Live. All right, morons in the news. I've got like two chunks here. So first of all, people are flipping crazy these days. Man trying to resurrect grandma causes $30,000 in damage at the cemetery.
Jeez. What did he do, dig her up?
Seriously. He had to have used a backhoe.
I'm sorry. I know we're talking about dead granny here, but oh my God. Tennessee guy caused nearly $30,000 in damage to a cemetery trying to resurrect his dead grandmother. Danny Frazier, 34, was busted for allegedly breaking headstones and digging holes during the failed seance.
Oh my God!
At the Huckleberry Springs Cemetery.
You know what?
Sounds like a lovely cemetery.
I could have guessed that was the name of the Tennessee cemetery.
Gotta head on down to the Huckleberry Springs Cemetery in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Heading on down to the Huckleberry Springs, digging up Grandma, picking off her rings.
Grandma got dug up by his grandson.
Was he just like bashing headstones and looking for hers?
Well, I don't understand. He obviously had a tractor or something.
Cops showed up. They responded to a report of vandalism at the graveyard. And then Frazier allegedly admitted to causing all the damage in an attempt to resurrect grandma. Wait, was this guy drunk? It's not in the story, but was this guy like blasted out of his brain?
He would have had to have been.
Can't imagine.
Grandma, rest in peace.
He was charged with vandalism, criminal trespassing, trying to dig up grandma to resurrect her in a seance?
See, I thought you were going somewhere like she had like all kinds of expensive jewelry on when they buried her, and he was trying to cash in.
Probably.
Pry out her gold teeth. Is that it?
I'm coming for your grandma.
That's insane. Ugh. That is nuts. You saw the waitress that... in the tip column, somebody said mask. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's obnoxious.
Pennsylvania
waitress claims that she was stiffed. If you took a picture and posted the picture of the receipt, you know, the check on social media. She apparently had a little bit of a tiff, a little bit of an uncomfortable situation. Told a customer, please put your masks on when you're not eating. And... it was a $23.50 bill at John Henry's Pub, Ardmore, Pennsylvania. And instead of writing the tip amount in the tip line on the check, they wrote mask.
All right. At least it was a $23 bill and not like a $223 bill.
That's pretty obnoxious, though.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say?
Maybe he's just a fan of the movie with Rocky Dennis. It's a good one.
That's obnoxious. Come on.
You mean Jim Carrey?
People have done some crazy, stupid things during this COVID. Yeah, I would hope people would be more... I'm nicer on the roads. I'm letting, like, cars come in more than ever.
Not me. Screw you.
More on it is next. It's the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105 as we come to the end here soon of our first week of the MJ Morning Show back. And I don't think we had any major disasters here, Fester. Froggy, Roxanne, nothing crazy.
I messed up a couple times.
Yeah, I mean, define major.
I think a pretty successful week all in all, guys. I'm pretty happy.
We get paid today?
Fester was really good this week.
Hey, why do people go on airplanes? Why do people go to the airport with these extremely low-cut tops, their boobs hanging out? And it's always like women with like huge boobs that are... Did you see the picture?
I did see the picture. I think it's just their frame of reference. That's how they dress on the regular. So then they're like, okay, I'm going to fly.
But deliberately putting their boobs on display?
No, I think they just dress like that. And that's how it is. Remember those girls who wore the pants that were too tight? Like they were wearing Lululemon or something and they got kicked off, or you know, some kind of yoga pants.
Yeah, Southwest Airlines passenger said that they wouldn't let her board the flight because her breasts were like basically hanging out of her obscene and offensive shirt, according to the gate agent.
What?
The captain of the airplane, the captain of the Southwest 737, gave her a t-shirt to put on so she could get on the plane. How about that?
You want to see Fester?
Yes. It's a Chicago resident, Kayla Eubanks, even took a picture of herself with her boobs hanging out and put it up on Twitter. All right, so we could put this up on the website.
Sure.
We'll put the story up at MJMorningShow.com. How quickly can you have that up, Roxanne?
Oh, well, we have to do TV sometime today.
Can you do it right now?
Just
put it up right now. Just get it up there.
All right.
And then a couple of other morons in the news. I said, hey, bipartisan, one Trump sign, one Biden sign. A Michigan worker's hand was sliced open. He went to grab a Trump yard sign that was too close to the road. I guess they have setbacks. You've heard of that, right?
Right.
The political sign has to be in some municipalities. It has to be in your yard, not too close to the street. So according to the Oakland County Sheriff's Office, a city worker in Oakland County tried to remove the sign, grabbed it, and suddenly he's like, ah! The owner of the sign had razor blades.
That's an arresting right there.
That sucks.
He can't do that.
Razor blades all over the sign, ripped the guy's hands to shreds. So the homeowner, I think, is in trouble on that. And then here's a guy in Iowa that stole a big Biden lawn sign. He stole a big Joe Biden lawn sign. And then, since the story was covered about him being charged, then he goes around to all the convenience stores and tries to steal all the newspapers about him stealing the sign. So this idiot's been busted twice.
Look, the guy has a plan. It's not a good plan, but he has a plan.
That's why we call it morons in the news. All right, folks, I want you to have a great weekend, and we're back on Monday. And thanks, Roxanne. You did a great job. Thanks for fitting in beautifully here.
Oh, thank you.
I thought this was just a week special.
Yeah. That's it. We're done.
We're done, right?
It's an MJ Morning Show weekly special. We're out. That's it. We'll actually see you Monday. Please spread the word. Tell everyone the MJ Morning Show is back on Q105, and we'll see you back here Monday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.